A new investigation looks at what it's like for inmates trying to get mental health care in the prison system in North Carolina. Half who are deemed incapable of standing trial end up waiting longer than 300 days, and most jails offer less than 2 minutes of psychiatric telemedicine per inmate per week. That's all from a year-long investigation by WFAE in Charlotte. The reporters interviewed inmates, their families, lawyers, sheriffs, doctors, state officials, and mental health experts with support from the PBS series Frontline. And the series is called Fractured. Dana Miller-Irvin, reporter at WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. She's part of a team working on the series, and she's with us now. Dana, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. You started this series with a look at inmates accused of a crime, but they're not considered well enough to stand trial. So what does that mean? Does that mean they need certain medical treatment before they can proceed to trial?
So yeah, under the U.S. Constitution, if you don't understand the charges against you or you can't assist your attorney in your defense, then you're considered incapable to stand trial. And when that happens, then you have to have, in North Carolina, you have to have your capacity restored. At the time that we did the series, the only place you could have your capacity restored was in a state hospital, and the wait times for the beds are long. Restoration can involve medication. There's a lot of education about the court system involved as well. It can involve some therapy, but it's not what you and I would necessarily think of where we go to see a psychologist or a doctor every week and talk about our past. It's much less than that, usually. Again, it's about getting you restored so you can go to trial. That's why once you get restored and an evaluator says you're restored and you can go to trial, it doesn't necessarily mean, oh my gosh, I'm completely healthy now, right? It just means you're ready to go to trial. You can understand the charges against you. You can assist your lawyer in your defense.
Okay. And so until then, these persons accused are just stuck waiting 300 days. Is that the reality?
Yeah. So that's what the story I did, I found a guy who's really been, he hasn't had a trial and it's been almost 5 years. And we went and we measured things from the time that people were incarcerated to the time they got a bed. And we found that the median in the state of North Carolina was 313 days.
Hmm. You mentioned one of the persons you focus on in the story, John, and you're not using his full name to protect his identity. I gather he's at the Mecklenburg Detention Center where he's been in custody, charged with arson and attempted murder. Let's take a listen to John's stepfather, Eric Witherspoon.
I'm pretty angry. He's been gone 4 years, and they still hadn't got a trial for him. You know, I can't understand it. I can't put my hands around it.
Tell us a little bit about John, what his abilities are for purposes of going to trial.
John is both IDD, which is intellectually disabled, and with a low IQ, and he has a mental illness as well. And he has been really cycling between the Mecklenburg Detention Center and Broughton Hospital for 5 years. He's gotten restored at Broughton, then come back. And what happens is he stopped taking his medication. That happens a lot with people with serious mental illnesses. And then they decompensate. At that point, then they have to go back to the hospital to get restored again. And so the cycle continues.
Your reporting, your series looks at the broader picture as well. And as you mentioned, found that half of the inmates waited 300 days or longer to get treatment. Let's play a little snippet of your interview with Dr. Carrie Brown. She's chief psychiatrist for the state's three psychiatric hospitals. And she told you just 2/3 of the beds are used because of staffing problems.
We've lost a significant percentage of our workforce. That impacts the number of beds we can operate.
So workforce is part of this problem. Is this a chronic shortage?
So this was really precipitated by COVID. We know that prior to the pandemic, that there were wait times, particularly in one of the state's three hospitals, but that because of COVID, everything just really slowed down for a variety of reasons. And so the staffing shortages are one of those. of course, as you know, because we've lost so many hospital staff because of the pandemic.
You know, as I think about it, of course, someone accused of a crime should be well enough to understand the charges against him or her. It's a well-intentioned idea. The problem, as your reporting shows, comes in these long wait times. Does it seem to you, at least in North Carolina, that this problem is going to continue?
Well, the state is trying to do things to mitigate those waits. We've just voted to expand Medicaid, and we're going to have a big signing bonus of $1.8 billion, or at least estimated. And there's moves to put about $1 billion of that into mental health care, including things like expanding various kinds of things that would mitigate the wait times, including doing some in-jail capacity restoration. That, of course, if you can get your capacity restored while you're in jail, which John could not because he's too sick for that. But if you could do that, some people could get off the wait list that way.
How is John doing now? When's the last time you had a chance to talk to him?
So I just saw John in Broughton Hospital a few weeks ago. I went with Eric Witherspoon, his stepdad, and I was troubled to see him. Eric says he's doing better, but he has a long way to go.
So I just wonder, Dana, what do you take away from this? What did you learn about the system, you know, that as a reporter is going to stay with you?
Well, John's case is very upsetting because here's a guy, he gets picked up for a crime he's never tried. And we not only take him and put him in jail and have him wait a long time to get his capacity restored, but he then does exactly what people with his illness would be expected to do. He starts acting out. So they put him in isolation, and then he gets worse. And one of the things that we've heard from several doctors with whom we've spoken is that if people, particularly people who have a psychosis, if they wait a long time for medication, they will worsen. And if you go off medication, as John did, it's harder for the doctors to restore you a second time. And maybe you won't get all the way back to where you were. So it's troubling that someone who's pre-trial could undergo that kind of potential damage from the system. That's very troubling.
We have been talking to Dana Miller-Irvin, reporter at WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. She's part of a team working on the series Fractured. Dana, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.